Hello, I'm James McGarry, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2328, recorded on Thursday, the 12th of June, 2025. Caroline Wood joins me, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature, the local history spot, which this month tells us about the interesting life of Charlotte Atkins. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature, an interesting look at our affection for a little bird making its annual summer visit to our shores. We are delighted to welcome new listener Grenville Cowlin and Mrs. Jennifer Lilly, both from Taverham. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A beer festival is not returning to an historic building this year. Locations for the Go-Go Safari sculptures are revealed, and a boy brought to Norwich by a drug gang is rescued after a text to his mum.
A beer festival that has been at an historic venue for 45 years will not be able to return this year as restoration work rumbles on. The Norwich Beer Festival, which is due to take place at the end of October, was set to make a comeback at the halls in 2025 after a one-year hiatus for ongoing building works. However, now the organisers have revealed that the event will look different once again. A spokesman for the festival said, "After 45 unforgettable years at the halls, we're temporarily relocating for 2025 while the venue continues its refurbishment. We had hoped to return this year, but with the work running into late 2025, we'll be celebrating elsewhere. Just for now. But rest assured, the festival is very much happening. The halls, including St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls, are the largest remaining friary complex in the UK and closed for restoration work in January 2024. It was only due to close for a year, but work remains ongoing with no set end date."
Norfolk's largest hospital has been handed a £2 million funding boost after it was recognised as having some of the most improved A&E waiting times of the country. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has received the money as part of an incentive scheme run by NHS England. The scheme, which was launched last year, saw £150 million set aside to financially reward hospitals for reducing 12-hour waits in emergency departments. The hospital has regularly found itself among the country's top performing in this metric. In April, the most recent month for which data is available, the hospital department was able to either admit or discharge patients within 12 hours on 94.8% of occasions.
The complete list of locations where the Go-Go Safari sculptures will be installed across Norwich and Norfolk this summer has been revealed. From Monday, June the 23rd, 51 sculptures, including rhinos, lions, giraffes, gorillas and elephants, will be on display for 10 weeks. Each has been designed by talented artists and sponsored by local businesses, and Break is the charity behind the popular art trail. Its senior partnerships manager, Peter Moron, said, "It's such a fantastic way for people to explore Norwich and Norfolk and discover parts that they might never have visited before. This trail gets people out and about, and we love seeing families, friends and communities come together to find the sculptures and have fun. As well as discovering the sculptures, visitors can stop by Safari HQ at the Forum, open daily throughout the trail, to get their trail map and to enjoy pop-up events and activities. trail goers can also download the GoGo Safari app with an interactive map and sculpture codes, unlocking more than £700 in rewards, discounts and competitions. Once it's over, some of the sculptures will go under the hammer at a live charity auction on October the 2nd, with all funds going towards Brake's work, supporting young people in, around and leaving care.
Work is yet to get underway on the building of a cinema in Norwich, despite plans first being lodged nearly 2 years ago. Everyman is a chain of boutique cinemas with screens across the country, including in Bury St Edmunds and Cambridge. The firm want to move into three units at Chantry Place, which formerly housed Café Nero and Escape Hunt Norwich, which has since relocated to Castle Quarter. Plans for the cinema, which would seat 300 people across four screens, were sent to Norwich City Council in August 2023. The proposal was then approved by the council on December the 6th, 2023. Alterations were also made to the cinema's proposed opening times last year.
A 13-year-old Londoner brought to Norwich to work for a County Lines drug gang was located by police after sending his mother pictures of the street he was being kept at. The unnamed boy's ordeal emerged at Norwich Crown Court, where two men were given suspended sentences for their involvement in the operation. The court was told how the teen was picked up in the capital and brought to Norwich to deal in drugs. He was taken to a property in Scarlet Road, Tuxwood, where he was expected to work for the County Lines gang. While there, he messaged his mother to say he was in a drug house and had been given bags to give to people. He sent his mother a picture of the street and told her the address. She then contacted the Metropolitan Police, who liaised with their Norfolk counterparts before officers raided the house. The occupant of the flat and another man were later arrested by police. They have appeared in court and admitted arranging or facilitating the travel of another person with a view to exploitation. Judge Anthony Bate said the two defendants played limited but important roles in taking the teenager from London to be deployed in Norwich as part of a County Lines drug dealing operation. Both men were given suspended prison sentences and are to complete up to 15 days rehabilitation activity requirement and 240 hours of unpaid work.